Aye, flick a day. No, it's me, Alan Smith, with Wee Puckley Stories with today's Press and Journal on Monday, February 19th. So front page paper days kind of split into two. In the stories is about heartbreak as two monies killed in horror crash. This is two monies have died following a three-vehicle crash in Aberdeen throughout the weekend. The victims were 32 and 23 and were pronounced dead at the scene and in South Deeside Road, Mary Cooter, on Saturday. So in the lodge is Tommy Pearson for a bind. He worked for a ginery firm up in a bind. The other lad hasn't been named it, I think, but yeah, obviously a bit of tragedy in that, you know, South Deeside Road has never been a great inn. And the other story in the paper is supermarket bosses put flagship store on the market. So this is Marquis bosses have placed a St Nicholas Aid building on the market just weeks after announcing the flagship Aberdeen branch was to close. It was shut in spring 2024, although it's spending £15 million to double the size of its Union Square store. But the unit, you know, the biggest in Aberdeen at 80,000 square feet, is now being marketed by Stays and Savills, who say the site would be suitable for a variety of uses. They say the outstanding project that secures the building, the price has not been made public, will completely transform this area of the city centre. Residents and business leaders fear the impact losing the store could have in Union Street and the surrounding area. And Bob Keeler, who leads our Union Street campaign group, is seeking mayor answers. He plans to meet with Marquis bosses in the coming weeks. He says lots of folk have great ideas, but making them happen is a different challenge. So, well, very well said. And, you know, a place that size is absolutely humongous, you know. And I bet if it hangs up, it'll just be very, very weird indeed. But anyway, hopefully they'll get something will turn up and they'll get some good odds. And yeah, disaster if it's lying empty for any length of time, that's for sure. Now here's a residents' campaign to keep Alice Street lighting. This is residents are campaigning against Aberdeen City Council's planned removal of Huntley's Victorian style streetlights with a petition of over 800 signatures. Scottish Tory MSP for Aberdeen City West, Alexander Burnett, has written to the council protesting against the decision, saying in his letter, "It's extremely disappointing that the decision has seemingly been taken to demolish the two remaining lampposts surrounding the Duke of Richmond statue without consultation with the community council, given the historical and emotional importance of these lampposts to the town and the fact that they are resided in the centre of the conservation area. Residents state in the petition that the lights must remain to preserve the heritage of the town square. The council has said the reason for removing them is due to severe corrosion being discovered in their bases. Philip Mackay, head of Roads and Infrastructure for Aberdeen City Council, said in January, "We appreciate that this decision may not be popular in the community." Well, I think that's an understatement of the year, man. But given that good lighting provision will remain in place and given due consideration to significant constraints in our budget, we feel this is the appropriate action to take. Well, I think you'll maybe have to think again, lads, and you know, this is just another thing that Huntley's just like stepping back in time, and if the castings of art would make it less so, but you know, it's an old fashioned town square kind of thing, and you know, there's lots of old rarities around about Huntley, so I think I'm sure the council could fix them up to make them, and they had to take them out together and they rile up all the folk of Huntley, because that's just the last thing you want. Guy, wild bunch up here anyway. Now here's Al Bobby Station up for sale after being vacant for almost 4 years. Peter Heath's Al Police Station has gone under a hammer after being vacant for about 4 years. The building on Merchant Street has been empty since the Bobbies relocated to Buchan House at St Peter Street in August 2020. Now the building will be available via auction with a guide price of £75,000. The property, named Station House, comprises two adjoining semi-detached buildings and also comes with garages and a yard. The building could be used for a variety of purposes subject to planning permission, according to the auction listing. Plans were approved by Aberdeenshire Council in 2022 to turn the Bobby Station into a modern open office. Fife based Forget Me Not Properties had planned to redesign the building with room for up to 100. A range of co working spaces and single person offices were to be spread across three floors. The holding cells were to become single person offices, and their doors and bars would stay in place under the plans as developers aim to keep some of the character and charm of the building. Well, it would be charming being in a Witwicher office and in our cell. The renovation was also to include the creation of a number of storage units at the rear of the property. Other properties up for auction include Cullen-based antique store The Outlet, made famous by its giant dinosaur head on the reef. The auction will be live streamed this Thursday at 2:30. The auction listings can be found online at shepherd.co.uk. So, well, there's fancy buying an old Bobby station now, up in Peterhead. I've seen some sites through the years, but yeah, well, maybe some developer will snap it up and maybe there's a fair scalp of ground maybe this week now. So, be a bargain to somebody if you don't mind buying in Peterhead. Now here's an aristocrat that wins the battle to install lift in castle. I think we've spoken about his wife before now. But Kirsty Forbes Simple loves her Terpersey castle home with an ill-disguised passion. The blue-blooded Aberdeenshire pensioner, due to turn 80 soon, has spent her whole life living in the sort of place most of us would plan a Sunday outing around. She grew up in Craigievar Castle, just aside Alford, before it became public property in the 1960s. Since 2011, she has bed nearby in a 463-year-old Terpersey Castle. But for the past couple of years, she'll be locked in a battle with the authorities over her plans for an extension and lift so she can buy there. She faced the prospect of moving out of the 16th century tower house after Aberdeenshire Council refused her proposal. In a bid to have the local ruling overturned, she asked the Scottish Government to intervene more than a year ago. Holyrood officials have finally given her the blessing to carry out the improvements. Her full title is the Honourable Kirsteen Darani Forbes Semple, but she just gangs by Kirsty. She's a daughter of the 19th Lord Semple, and she grew up in Craigievar Castle back when it was still the seat of Clan Semple. She bought Terpersey in 2011, just 8 miles from where she grew up in Craigievar. At present, the Tullinestle Castle has one main room in each floor, with steps leading to bedrooms in their two towers. So this leaves her hitting up a narrow spiral staircase each night from Signortler bed with just a loose rope handrail to the master bedroom in the top floor. As she said, her desire was simply to make the building more habitable in today's world. And she's going to begin an extension and put in a wee lift, that's what she's need to do. And so finally she's got her way. And well, quite right in that. I mean, for the businesses at the council of it's all creators need to put in a lift as can get to a bed, you know, one evening without fear of fan doing the flipping stairs. So, well, at least she has, you know, she's something about her, obviously, she's getting above their heads and she's got nuts. And I'll bet the council folk are raging, but good on her, I say. Now, here's a public meeting to be held on the proposed pylon transmission route plan. So, a public meeting was held at the weekend to share information and opinions on the super pylon plans for Aberdeenshire and Angus. Andrew Bowie, MP for West Aberdeenshire and Kincardine, hosted the meeting on the SSEN contour to Teeling Energy Transmission Route on Saturday at the Mearns Community Campus in Larenz Kirk. The panel included Ian Thornton Kemsley of Property Experts Galbraith and Tracy Smith of campaign group Save Our Mearns. It was attended by residents as well as campaigners for D-Side Against Pylons, Save Our Mearns and Angus Pylon Action Group. So, they were called supporters, I think, in the room. Mr. Bowie told attendees one of the major issues regarding the energy transmission network is that offshore and onshore wind farms are being built far faster than the technology to carry the power. He said the transmission route affects many communities along its entire length with different impacts on farming, housing and visual amenity. Local folk are the greatest experts on the places and landscape they bide in, and they're rightly worried about the amount of information and discussion they have with SSEN, which I've been trying to rectify. They're also concerned that the Scottish Government, which wields the power of planning consent, will not consider local objections or indeed requests for local inquiry by councils. He said that every stage of the consultation and planning process is vital. Everybody affected gets involved. So, well, I think I would like to be a money for the SSE Anytime meeting because his lugs is going to be red hot, and you know, he's going to be an escape for him if Ince gets cornered with other questions and whatever. But it doesn't sound like a very popular plan, but I think it doesn't matter far, as pilots are going to be cause uproar with some folks. So I think Ince has a pickle power cut. Folk will maybe change their minds, but maybe not. But anyway, we'll see if it happens with us, but I think it's going to be a long, drawn-out affair. Now, I'll just finish up with sport as normal, and back page is defensive errors keep costing us, says captain. So, Aberdeen captain Graham Chenet insists his side have to cut out the defensive mistakes which have left him languishing in the bottom half of the Premiership. The Dons have scored 5 goals in the last 2 league matches, but only have 2 points to show for their efforts. Saturday's 2-2 draw with Hibs, which followed a 3-3 with Motherwell in the Midweek, has left the Dons in 8th place in the Premiership and still searching for their first league win since returning for the winter break. Well, that just says it all, I think. And, you know, I think, you know, it's just defensive errors, just the mistakes is costing very dearly. But, you know, at least they're scoring some goals. That's a small bonus, I suppose, but you know, really to be turning us into wins, not new to try and get up a league every day. But we'll see if they come on, and if Mr. Warnock's going to be saying about us new, he wouldn't be a happy man, I wouldn't think. But anyway, come on, Aberdeen. No, that's me done for today. Now, just a wee pocket series of today's Preston Journal on Monday, the 19th of February, 2024. So, all in all, a very fine day today again. Thought it was a hell of a rain last night, just lashing through the night, but you know, turned out no bad morning, very sunny, very bright, and you know, kind of muckle complaints about the vast, so hoping that bides for a wee while, dry up some of this water. Anyway, thanks very much for listening to this podcast. New, hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please make sure and tell a pal about it, and tell them they can follow us on Spotify. That is the thing to do now, very up to that kind of stuff, and then you'll never miss an episode. And you know, you'll if you find yourself incapacitated and can't move a va, you can just listen to years and years worth of Doric Expresses, and that'll be, you know, either heaven or hell. Anyway, in the meantime, thanks very much. Cheers now. Doodaloo.